I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Nate Smith is coming back to San Diego. KSON's Country Fest this Saturday, along with Justin Moore and Warren Zeiders, Morgan Lee Band, too. Go to KSON.com. Get your tickets right now.
Nathaniel Smith.
What's up?
Nathaniel, when you were getting yelled at when you were a kid, did your mom go full out, like, first, middle, and last name when she yelled at you?
She absolutely did. How do you know?
Because I have a mom?
Yeah.
So when you were in trouble, it'd be like, Nathaniel Arthur Smith. What was it? What is it?
It was Nathaniel Dean. Arthur's great. I wish it was Arthur. It's Dean, but it's Nathaniel Dean Smith.
Okay.
Well, from now on, you can utilize Arthur, because that's what we make every country artist's middle name, male or female, that when they're getting yelled at, it's always Arthur in the middle.
My uncle uses Louise. He goes, Nathaniel Louise. I don't know what's worse, Arthur or Louise.
Every best of list I've seen regarding country music has your name on it, and I'm not even exaggerating.
We just found out, too, and you guys probably are aware, but World on Fire is the number one song for radio for the year.
Knowing that you're a California kid, knowing the struggles that you had to even get your music played, why do you think it was finally your turn?
Wow, that is a great question, man.
And heavy.
No, I don't really fully know. It's heavy, too. Yeah, I mean, things just happen sometimes, you know, and I think a lot of it is, you know, I think it started with country radio. Country radio was like, look, dude, like, we're going to give you a chance here. And start playing your songs, and they took Whiskey on You all the way, multi-week, and then it was like, we did World on Fire, and that, you know, that's the number one song of the year, and it went 10 weeks. Really, it's something that we could all be proud of, because we did this together, so it's almost like, what I would say is, like, look what we built as a team, and everything else has really trickled and stemmed from that. All these ripple things that you don't really think about that you guys are doing is literally changing the lives of so many people around me. So I think, and everybody knows that, you know, and I'm happy to share. And that's the thing. I'm happy to share and have everybody have a part of the success. And I think that's a big part of it.
You get back what you give, you know, you're the recipient of that now. And when you have a song like that, World on Fire was the most played song on country radio in 2024. That song will stay on radio stations. It'll be one of those always, nope, we can always play that one. We can always play that one. And that is what is so great about that, is that you won't go away for a very long time, Nate, because of that song.
Yeah, it means I have a job for a while.
Yes, exactly. We're talking with Nate Smith. Of course, he is coming to town for KSON's Country Fest. Also, Justin Moore and Warren Zeiders.
Man, how about that lineup,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, I know.
Wow.
I know.
Yeah. I've never met Warren. I'm looking forward to meeting him finally.
Nate, it's been so fun to watch you rise, and with that comes a lot of pressure on you, and you alluded to that on your social media. Well, you didn't allude to it. You flat out said it, you know, that it gets tough sometimes, and it's stuff that we struggle with too, because people don't realize the creative process, how taxing that is, number one, right? And then
totally. When
you're trying to come up with all this social media, do this, be fun, blah, blah, blah. And after a while, you're like, holy crap, because people think you're just on 24/7, and you can't be.
Yeah, it's really defeating at times, because you might be really excited about a song, and you're like, this song would touch people. I feel it in my heart and stuff, but for some crazy reason, the algorithm won't push it to the masses and stuff. So then you go, well, then dang it, maybe it's not that good. And you kind of get in your own head about your art, which is really, it's not a natural thing.
We're with Nate Smith. Nate, I want to ask you this, pal. I'm going to go ahead and be super, super shallow. You had arguably the biggest career in country this year as far as a male solo artist. One of the biggest, if not.
Wow.
I know, but it's true, pal. And congratulations. There's a lot of work involved in that. Man. But that also means, you know, you're getting to wet your beak a little bit now. So I want to know, something kind of crazy stupid that you bought with your new money.
Oh, I like that question.
I bought a house. I bought a house for peace and quiet, man. It's amazing. And I've got a studio I'm putting together next to it. So like when I start doing my writer's retreats, I'm going to have people come out here. I've got plenty of room and it's on a bunch of acres and it's heaven. I never thought in a million years I'd get to own a home, man. And I've never owned a home. So this is a pretty big deal for me. I feel like I'm becoming a grown up and it's amazing. You know, did I buy a Rolex? I mean, of course I did.
Yes. This is what I wanted. Hang tight, man. We're going to be back. Continue our conversation with KSON's Country Fest artist, Nate Smith. Get your tickets to KSON's Country Fest at KSON.com. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
We're continuing our time with KSON Country Fest performer Nate Smith. Get your tickets at KSON.com. Nate, earlier you mentioned that your first elaborate purchase, in your mind elaborate, was a house where you can have just you, peace and quiet. You also mentioned that you are now able to buy your own bus just for you, one for your band. Are you a loner? Do you prefer to be just by yourself? Because you seem like a really social guy.
Yeah, I mean, I think the level of socialness that you have now as an artist is a lot more than you would in regular life. You're always around people and stuff. So I do seek that out. I've got an amazing girlfriend that I've been seeing for a little bit now, and she's the person I can be around all the time, and I'm never tired of her. And she's the same. For some reason, I don't drive her nuts. I don't know how that's possible, but I don't drive her nuts. But I do need alone time, man. I really do, and this is the perfect setup for that.
This is the first time you've talked about a girlfriend, and you're keeping a lot of that private, which is fine because that's your right, and it's clearly why you didn't respond to something I sent to you.
I
want to play something for you. Hopefully this comes through.
Earlier on San Diego's Morning Show.
You're kind of crushing on Nate Smith lately, aren't you? Is he your new crush?
No, I'm not crushing on him. I just really genuinely like him as a person. It's not age appropriate for me, thank you.
It's actually Nate's birthday tomorrow, and he'll be 39 years old.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
Now Tim's on board. Now she's buying a ticket for that ride.
Oh. My God. It looks like she got bit by the Nate Smith love bug.
Right on, baby. Right on. I love how you own it.
Hey, you know, it's all right. It's all right, baby. We good.
I just truly, I thought you were only like 29. So that's why I'm like,
oh my God, no. Oh, heck no. Man, I've got gray in my beard. I got to use Just for Men now. You know, like. Old guy stuff.
I got to use Just for Men. I love it.
I do.
Hey, Nate, do you think it's better Seriously, do you think it's better that all this is happening for you at 39 as opposed to, say, 29?
Oh, I would self-destruct. I would have self-destructed. And I wouldn't have had the same, like, I mean, I always cared about people, but, like, I always say this, I would have made it probably more about myself and about the cool factor of, I've got a record deal, ooh, I'm this and this. And I would have probably been a little more ego-y maybe at that age.
That totally makes sense, Nate, because you're in a much more... Well, I mean, maturity, right? We just can't wait for you to come here and be a part of Country Fest. And I promise I'm not some weird stalker. I think you know that by now.
Oh, my God.
If you have to say it. If you have to say it.
Oh, my God.
Shut up. Trying to convince me. Hey, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid.
Welcome it.
Oh, my God.
Welcome. Buy a ticket to that ride is what he's trying to say.
He's got a girlfriend. Would you stop?
Ticket to that ride. That was the quote of the century, by the way. Quote of the century.
Wow.
I can admire. There is nothing wrong with that at all.
Nate, can't wait to continue this conversation in person come Saturday. We want you to come and hang out with us on Saturday as well. We've got Warren Zeiders in the mix, Morgan Lee Band in the mix, of course, Justin Moore. Just heard Nate Smith. Get to KSON.com.
And don't forget our pre-party at Baja Rick starting at 3. You might get a chance to win backstage passes to meet Nate Smith.
And all the artists, KSON.com.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Survivor 48 is here, and after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.